Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Oh, it's okay. I got it.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm going to put this away from the computer.
Oh, don't worry.
I trust you.
Just don't spill it.
You can do what you want, man.
Seriously, we're cool here.
Chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Zoe.
What's up?
Nothing.
We don't really have a good way to start the show.
That was great.
We're in studio today with...
Do you guys want to... Some members of... Well, are we going to introduce them?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, introduce yourselves, please.
Well, we're one half, or depending on how you do... Or maybe...
I'm Jeremy.
Two-thirds of...
The guy who's mumbling incoherently is Brohan.
Sorry.
We play in a band called Kiwi Junior, sometimes known as Kiwi.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You dropped the junior. In what context?
No, we added the junior.
We were Kiwi at first.
We were Kiwi, and then we played a show, and somebody got mad.
Because there was another Kiwi?
There's another Kiwi.
Yeah, a bunch of them. There's a bunch of Kiwis.
So we did the dinosaur.
Well, there's a whole country of them.
Love those guys.
New Zealand.
And why not senior? Just
Who likes those guys? No, it just sounds cute.
Yeah,
it does.
We picked the name Kiwi because it was really cute.
Oh, I didn't know.
Our caller is currently stranded in the desert. In order to put him out of his misery... I think we should call him as soon as possible.
Yeah, he's in 40-degree Marfa, Texas. His car is broken down, and he's staying by a warehouse to keep the Wi-Fi.
An abandoned warehouse.
No way.
So that he has the Wi-Fi, and it's like he's sweating, and he has nothing to eat, and his car is broken down. Anyway, so
he's seriously dedicated. Marchin is his name.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Marchin.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What about you?
I'm doing all right, thank you. I just read an article that said you can now buy Nirvana, Kanye West, and Radiohead fidget spinners.
What?
Sick.
What does that mean?
Do you know that Germany just destroyed 35 tons of fidget spinners?
I read that.
Wait, yeah. That's like...
It's got to be at least 20.
They just destroyed...
Billion.
Fidget spinners?
Yeah.
They confiscated them at the airports, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Why?
I don't know.
Is there illegal in Germany now? I don't know. I made that up.
It should be illegal everywhere.
I don't get it. To be honest, I don't get it.
I get it, but I just don't want it. You know?
You gotta show devotion to your favorite band, so what better way to do it than a...
On a fidget spinner.
Then with fidget spinner, yeah.
A good fidget spin with Nirvana.
I was hoping they would play a song.
Yeah.
like
a little music box.
That would be so good.
But just the name is kind of...
Yeah, I want a Yeezus one that plays Heartless.
But you have to keep spinning it in order for it. It's like a record.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wow, technology, huh?
That's Marchin, a great idea, though. Yeah.
In your life, what are you doing right now?
I'm on a road trip, and I'm in Marfa, Texas.
And it's hot.
Very hot. It's 40 degrees.
Celsius.
Fahrenheit or Celsius?
I feel like I'm dying, yeah.
Jeez.
Very important.
And your car unfortunately broke down today.
Last night, 8 p.m. for the third time.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to keep your van in our thoughts.
Thank you very much.
Just the van specifically.
And you too.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen on the road?
There's a few weird things. In Florida, there was a town called Casadega where there was just 50 psychics that lived there.
There's a Bright Eyes record about that town called Casadega.
Yeah, he's got an album named Casadega.
Mm.
Okay, so in Austin, on the west side of 6th Street, there's a museum there. And it's just a collection, this guy's collection over, I don't know how many years, maybe 40 or 50 years of just random stuff. He's got a pig with two bodies attached at the hip. Mm. He's got a chicken with two heads. He's got...
Are they dead?
A calf. Yeah, they're dead or they're kept in...
How are they cooked?
They're kept in jars.
Pickles. Wow.
Fairy fossils from Ireland. He's actually got a mummy from Guanajuato, and there was a museum over there of mummies.
So our episode today is about tourism and touring.
And BEI.
What is your... just so you guys know.
We just found that out now.
What's your favorite part about being a tourist on this long road trip that you're doing?
Well, I've seen more than I ever have my entire life. It's pretty cool to be waking up in a new city or a new state or a new country every day.
Can I ask you something that's totally related?
Sure.
What do you know about PEI?
What do I know about PEI?
Prince Edward Island.
I know that it's in Canada.
Yeah?
I think they have a giant potato there.
Okay.
Brilliant.
We'll check up on that later with you guys.
Was Anne of Green Gables filmed there?
Correct, at least like one version of it.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. But that's all I really know. I haven't been out there.
Guys, would you say that's bad enough? Or
there is a big potato, but it's... He said baked potato, right?
No, you said big potato. Right?
I thought he meant baked potato, like at Wendy's.
No,
the baked
like
potato.
A giant sculpture of potato. Everywhere.
Is there a giant sculpture?
Giant sculpture.
Maybe at the Spud Museum.
Oh, right. Ooh. I forgot there's a Spud Museum.
Yeah, there's a giant, like...
The potato museum, yeah.
It's like...
Right, the big draw.
Martin, finally, could we ask you to ask us a question about chips?
Yeah, for sure. There's a city in New Mexico called Truth or Consequences. The town was... Or city, town, whatever, was originally named Hot Springs. And then in the mid-1900s, there was a radio show called Truth or Consequences. And they had a contest, and whichever city named their city Truth or Consequences, the 10th anniversary of the show would be recorded there. I think it was kind of supposed to be a joke because the episode was broadcast on April 1st.
Mm.
But... It's still Truth or Consequences. They didn't change it back. So my question is, if you had to rename the city of Toronto to a chip brand and a flavor, what would it be and why?
Incredible question.
Amazing question.
Wow. Well, we're going to think about it. We'll chew on it. You'll have to listen to the show to find out.
Great. I'm looking forward to it.
Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for your question.
Yeah, no problem.
And Martin, we hope you get out of there alive and stuff.
I'm sure I'll be fine. There's a mouse carcass close to me.
Oh.
In case you get hungry.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if that's a sign or not, but we'll see.
It's a good one. Bye. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. So our theme today is touring and tourism. And how apt that we would have a band that has
never toured
on before.
It's perfect.
Is that true?
Never toured.
We've been in other bands that have toured a lot. Yeah.
So you
this
ha-
is
you
kind
have
of
expertise.
A stay-at-home band.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Microwave dinner kind of band.
That's a good description.
Microwave popcorn.
Ooh. So. Did you guys hear? Gene Simmons is trying to trademark double horns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. That's all I have to say.
I like it.
I think.
Do you? You think
he deserves it.
He needs.
You think he deserves it?
He needs something else. He has so much already, bro.
He already had family jewels
those
and
kids.
He's
Nick
kids
and Sophie.
Spending
oh yeah, I remember.
Dollars.
And
I remember the show.
Yeah, what was the show?
Gene Simmons' Family Jewels.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you guys like that one or the one with Ozzy's kids better?
Actually,
I'm
going to
be honest, Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons
yeah.
is great.
Oh,
that show
no
was
way.
Awesome.
That, what was the Ozzy one called?
Like Ozzy Osbourne's.
The Osbournes.
It was the Osbournes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
And
but that
I
one had, they had British accents, so you got that kid Jack who's always like, I'm going to the Rive. And Ozzy's like, you're
going
not going to the Rive.
So, Kiwi Jr. Why Kiwi and why Jr.? Let's get back to that.
So we've been in bands for a while, and we've been in rock bands and stuff. And this was a time that we could start our own band and name our own band for once, as opposed to like naming your band when you're a teenager
yeah.
and then having to like live with it through your early 20s and stuff.
That happens. Yeah.
And it's always embarrassing to be like super hard rock and be like, yeah, Gene Simmons, trademark devil horn. And so I wanted to do something kind of just like name something really cute and dumb. Just, I don't know. And so we did Kiwi, and then we played this show in New York, and then this promoter dude was like, yeah, I tried to Google your band, and there's like 8 bands named Kiwi, you gotta change it. And so while we were there, we just added the Junior on it. Because it's like, Kiwi's cute, but Kiwi, it's like Mario. Mario's cute, but Mario Junior's cute.
Yeah,
true.
Baby Mario, I guess.
Baby.
He's not even
yeah.
a Junior.
Yeah, he's
not
a Junior.
Oh,
but
gosh.
Yeah, same,
put it away.
Same thing. Yeah.
Baby Milhouse.
Same
thing. Yeah, exactly.
When you guys thought about Kiwi, were you thinking fruit? Were you thinking animal? Were you thinking shoe polish? Were you thinking the country?
Oh, the shoe polish. I've seen that, the shoe polish stuff.
I know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
just no.
Yeah, like, no, for real. I think just like, I don't know, it's a cool word. Like, it's got good letters in it.
Whilst we're on the topic of kiwis, should we reveal our chips?
Absolutely on topic. Let's do it.
They're Doritos.
Mm. Which
shoe kind?
Is this the first time we've done Doritos in studio?
No.
Never mind.
It's not. But we haven't done these Doritos
That's
in the studio.
Right.
The first one is...
Oh, I can hear the bag already.
Yeah.
Wow.
Doritos.
Oh, Heatwave Challenge. Oh,
whoa.
I always say Heatwave
I've
Challenge,
never,
but
I've
it's
never
just
seen
Heatwave.
These before.
They're... new.
Yeah,
they're new and
those?
Limited time only. And our second chip today is Doritos Cool Ranch.
Oh, Cool Ranch. We have friends that make a joke. It's like, got a bag of chips today. It's half full of wind.
Yeah. It is full wind.
I've never thought about calling it chip wind.
Is there a lot of wind in PEI?
Yeah, it's on the ocean, sea level, a lot of wind.
It is windy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of windy there.
Yeah.
So does it sort of make you nostalgic for home when you open a bag of chips and you get the chip wind?
Feel the chip wind.
I got to come out and say something right off the bat. Something controversial.
Ooh.
I don't eat a lot of chips.
That's
fine.
Fine.
Wow,
and we're glad you're here because we always want the full spectrum. The gimmick with these limited time only Heatwave chips is that supposedly the more you eat, the more the heat accumulates. And it's also like a time, what's it called?
Capsule?
Like a slow release.
Warp. Time warp.
It's a
yes.
time warp. So when you go in there,
you
where are you going to come out? Maybe the Mummy Museum.
Maybe
but
Tom Cruise's
The Time of
the
Mummies.
The Mummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good remake.
Yeah.
Just haven't seen it. Okay, let's open this chip.
Yeah. Do you guys want to open the heat wave?
I'm curious how this is going to open. I feel like they put that extra bit of air on the top just so it opens nicely.
Yep, half
yeah.
Full
so
yeah.
Did that feel like a chip wind for you?
Yeah, very strong chip.
Yeah.
Mm, kind of tastes like a hot dog.
You ate it already?
Okay, grab a sniff of that.
Right away. Oh, right away
Gross
I can tell the difference.
Well.
Tastes like a hot dog. Let me try this one. Right off the bat, I'm...
pro hot dog?
I'm pro hot dog. I don't eat meat. I'm
okay.
vegetarian, but that's a good substitute.
But, you,
wow,
but
are
maybe
you,
you missed
that
dog.
One?
We're going to do Cool Ranch together?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'll do a chip to
your... Oh, sorry. Was I supposed to wait for everyone?
Oh, it's fine. No.
Have you ever heard this show before?
Okay.
I got two.
Chip cheers. I got chip cheers.
Oh, you got a wish chip.
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's not connected.
This chip is so nostalgic for me.
I haven't had these in forever.
Me too. I never get these. It immediately brings me back to, like, a kind of musty basement in 8th grade playing video games.
100%.
Mm. Or watching movies. Mm.
Yeah, I used to love a good wish chip. It's a double treat.
What's the other treat? You get to wish for another treat with your wish.
No, it's a chip on both. It's a, you get two chips in one because it's like curled.
Folded.
Yeah, it's one big chip. Do you fold your pizza?
I mean,
double the
sometimes.
Pizza. You get two pieces of pizza.
Are you saying that's like two slices?
Yeah. Well, that's what you would think. You think a wish chip is two chips.
Can't get away with anything.
Cool Ranch is, like, so good.
I'm going to say something.
Cool Ranch is amazing.
But yeah. I'm going to say something a little bit also maybe controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Cool Ranch, to me, Doritos Cool Ranch is the ultimate teenager chip. Mm. Like, when I think of it, I think of teenagers only. It's, like, so sweet. It just appeals to the palate of a teenager.
It's the only Dorito that doesn't taste like a Dorito. All other Doritos have a hint of Dorito.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Should we try the Heat Wave chip?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Everyone
a Heat Wave?
Heat Wave.
I'm sorry I tried them before, but no.
No, come on.
You go at your own pace. We're all about going at your own pace here.
Chip cheers.
Oh, I already...
Oh, my God. Rohan is the most eager chip eater we've had in this studio, I think. I love it. Because you're, like, the most committed guest. No, it's beautiful.
Right away, though, while we're cheersing these, I can see the little, like, chili flakes or something that
I'm that are going to release.
You're going to be so fine.
I'm not worried. I'm just...
I actually like the bite on these.
No.
You don't like them. That's a classic Prince Edward Island trait where, like, my mother thinks barbecue chips are spicy.
I don't think these are spicy. I'm kind of swayed by that earlier comment you made about it tasting like a hot dog.
It does taste like a hot dog.
It does.
Yeah.
Being from PEI, which is the largest potato-producing province in Canada, I believe, how have potatoes factored into your lives?
I mean, I don't think that much.
Every meal.
Yeah, but I don't think
you have potatoes at every meal.
I don't think you eat more potatoes than, like, you guys eat, what, 6-7 potatoes a day growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah, same as us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just like potatoes are every meal. It's like baked potatoes, mashed potatoes.
Potato cereal. Boiled
potatoes.
In the
morning.
Potato
cereal.
Potato popcorn. Flakes. Yeah.
You just have it with every meal.
Yeah. Potato hamburger. But it's all just potato.
It's just a thing.
Potato.
All of it, yeah. It's just potato with ketchup. But mom and dad call it a hamburger because...
I don't know if I should be saying this. It's kind of bad publicity for the potato industry. But somebody was caught sneaking, like, sewing needles into a bunch of potatoes.
What? Oh, my God.
They got charged, I think.
I don't know if they got caught, but... Wasn't that, like, your cousin who did that?
Probably. I have 45 first cousins.
On my mother's side alone. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm one of 7 children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And your mom has, what, 12 siblings?
My mother's 13. 12 siblings, yeah. No, I have cousins that are, like, first cousins that are, like, retired.
That are potatoes.
Yeah. Wow. Have you had any, like, jobs or maybe people that you know have had jobs that are related to
potatoes? Like, potato jobs or had, like, some kind of seasonal work where it's, like, kayak instructor.
I worked on a deep sea fishing boat.
Oh. Oh, you did?
I did. Yeah, no, it was a great job, and it was fun. But I don't think I've ever had anything to do with potatoes. But
well, probably the bait. Potatoes.
True.
That's yeah, the classic. We use potatoes for bait because we all know fish only.
Are you guys saying baked potatoes?
Yeah, one full baked potato with a leathery hide. Yeah.
Do you guys have any kind of personal connection to Anne of Green Gables?
A little bit, yeah.
He's the male version.
I have a sister who looks just like me, and for the listeners out there, I have orange hair, and I'm fair complected, as does Anna from Gables.
Mm-hmm. Freckles.
And my sister won a lookalike contest one time in Cavendish.
Mm. I remember hearing there was a lot of tourism from Japan because I think they teach Anne of Green Gables in the school children's
curriculum.
So people come there and are obsessed with Anne of Green Gables.
So my sister worked at the Anne of Green Gables house. She would have to put on an Anne of Green Gables wig and step dance and, like,
Yeah, oh, she's God. Taking jobs away from my sister.
Wow.
Why don't they just hire a natural redhead
here? Is there one Anne every year?
It depends. No.
Well, she went to the
there's
house.
A, there's
so
a bunch of them.
There's, like, the Green Gables house where, like, a lot of... But so, like,
Green
all
Gables.
These... All these, yeah, Green Avenue. Gables. Yeah, yeah. So all these Japanese tourists would come in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd come up to her and be like, is this where Anne slept? Is this where Anne lived? And she would have to tell them, like, well, actually, Anne of Green Gables is a fictional character.
They just bawled.
And they would break down and cry. Yeah. They would all bawl. It was a horrible experience. Then they would, like, find out, like, Lucy Maud Montgomery, like, killed herself. It was, like, this whole, like, really traumatizing experience for all these Japanese tourists. That they would come in and they would all just leave crying because they would find out Anne wasn't real, which I don't know why they thought she was real. And they'd be like, oh, is this Anne's house? And they'd be like, well, no, this is Lucy Maud Montgomery's, like, third cousin's
house.
Why
couldn't your sister just say yes?
Well, you can't lie to them.
Just do it.
So she'd be like, no, it's Lucy Maud Montgomery's, like, third cousin's house, and they just painted it to look like they painted the gables green.
Right.
That's true.
To make it look like the house. And then they would just, like, they would break down and cry, and they'd be like, so Anne didn't sleep here? And they'd be like, Anne's not real. And then they would just, like, have these big, huge meltdowns.
Throw temper tantrums and just start throwing the bedding around.
Yeah.
Do you know, did your sister eventually have to quit because of the trauma associated with that job? Of having
no, it was a great job. She worked there for a lot of years, and then she just moved on to, like, go to school or something.
Have you guys heard of the what's it called? There's
Canada Land or Canadia Land.
Yeah. I can't remember where
it's a like a recreation village of Green Gables house plus the, I guess, surrounding area.
Yeah.
And it used to be a tourist destination that had live actors and probably an on-site Anne, which I think was always a Canadian who had been flown in.
From PEI.
Probably someone we know, I would imagine.
And now it's bankrupt and they just don't hire anyone and now it's a wasteland.
Who wants to go to that?
Okay, sorry, Jason. So tour, you guys, musicians. I'm gonna hit you with a few tour items and you're gonna give me a like or a dislike, okay?
Sure.
Tortier.
What is that word?
Tortier?
Tortier?
I don't know what that word
is. It's like
means.
A French Canadian meat pie.
Oh. Yeah, they're always serving that yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I've never eaten
thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
I've never eaten it, no, I don't know.
All right.
Have you been vegetarian your whole life?
No, just for, like, 2 years.
Wow. Really no good.
Yeah. Tortellini.
Oh, that's a pasta.
I believe so.
Yeah, sure. Is that, like, filled with something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how's
that? What does it have in it?
Like, whatever cheese you like, basically. Or, well, not meat for you, but good stuff.
Yeah.
Sure. Pasta's good, yeah.
Okay.
Tortles.
Like turtles?
Yeah.
You put with an O?
Yeah.
I like turtles.
Tortoises.
Great. Even better than turtles.
You know
that tortoises can't swim.
I'm going to say no. Tortoises can't swim?
Yeah, that's
why. That's why I'm saying no. I didn't know tortoises couldn't swim.
Torpedo.
Oh, heck yeah.
Torpedo.
Love them.
Yeah, war.
I think torpedoes, I think subs, I think the Hunt for Red October is cool. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Sure. That's
okay,
that's
my final one, tuxedo.
It's like a turtle tuxedo.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, you okay.
You sound unsure of that.
There's no rhyme or reason.
What are you actually talking about?
Turtle tuxedo would be cool.
Is it like Dana Carvey in that movie where he goes, turtle?
I mean, if that's what it is, then yes, 100%.
Sure, sounds great.
Okay, wait, what are we going to call Toronto as a chip?
Oh, this
what
is
are we
a really
call Toronto
hard
as a chip?
Question.
Yeah, I know. I think Toronto, if it was a chip, it's got to be...
It's got to be something local.
Does it?
Yeah, because Toronto's so self-obsessed.
Well, let's think about the chip first.
Yeah, so I think we're going no salt, right?
I was going to say no sea salt.
Yeah, no sea salt.
I think it's got to have some crunch to it.
Definitely.
Like, you know, a style of Miss Vicky's Copper Bridge, that kind of crunch.
I agree.
Okay.
Well,
I'm glad.
Well, in England, they call chips or French fries, right?
Great.
There's a point.
Great. Okay.
Okay, so let's factor that into our thinking as well.
How about this? Let me just throw one out there.
Mm-hmm.
Kettle cooked, salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar reminds me, it's more like nautical.
Yeah, it's more East Coast, I think.
Nautical?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good
right.
Fish and chips.
But we're on water.
Yeah.
But we're not on the ocean.
The lake really messes.
Toronto is Hogtown, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What about
pork
rind?
Some
kind
of, like, bacon. Sour cream and bacon.
Oh, that might be it.
Some kind of dumb
flavor like
that.
Sour cream and bacon.
I'm super into that.
Ruffles.
Let's do it.
Should we go with that? Sour cream and bacon? So we're going to name Toronto, instead of the six, it'll be sour cream and bacon, spelled with a six.
Sour cream and bacon with a six in it.
Yeah.
Genius.
What letter does the six
The S. S. And now our next task is to choose a winner between these two chips.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, I mean.
Start. I got to go straight right off the bat with the Cool Ranch. I mean, the spicy thing isn't doing it for me. Cool Ranch is a classic. You know, it's got that cool blue bag. No other Dorito has that blue bag. It that's the one that I opened. It opened really well. It gave me a nice, you know.
It's like a blue
nice wind. Wind on it.
Yeah, sure.
Trade wind.
I was just going to pick the other one to oppose you, but I think you're right. I think your description was really beautiful.
Well, thank you.
I like the pepper factor of the Cool Ranch. And they don't taste like a Dorito, and I don't really like plain Doritos that much. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Cool Ranch.
I'm the stick in the mud here because I actually hate Doritos Cool Ranch.
Mm.
I don't even like these Heat Wave chips. I'm not a huge Doritos fan. But Doritos Cool Ranch just reminds me, it tastes so synthetic to me. So which is not a bad thing, but there's something about it that the flavor is too childhood for me.
Oh.
And like, usually I would like that, but it's in a not good way.
Is there any way we could convince you, seeing as we
Well, you're
going
to have to.
Okay, wow. Here's my
Manchurian
case for
candidate.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so good point made by Jeremy, blue bag.
Okay, that's not enough to tide me.
If you were going
to
carry
point.
A bag of Doritos down the street
mm-hmm.
and be capped by those paparazzo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want
what
to be carrying?
What bag are you going to be holding?
Well, you know what? Funny paparazzo. You should say that, because if I wanted to look cool, as many people who are photographed by the paparazzi do, I would probably want to try to appeal to a younger audience, in which case I would probably want to be holding the Doritos Cool Ranch out of these two Doritos chips. But just for the record, as with every good paparazzi photo, you can see the pain in somebody's eyes, and you should all know that in my eyes, I'd be holding the Doritos Heat Wave, but I'll go with Cool Ranch today.
But your eyes say Cool Ranch.
My hand
your
says
heart,
Cool
your
Ranch.
Your heart is saying,
my heart
what's your heart saying? That's what
heat
we're
wave.
Really interested in here.
So your image is Cool Ranch.
Yeah, and for the purposes of this show, to appeal to you guys, the majority, I will choose Cool Ranch reluctantly.
Something I haven't mentioned yet. I've been kind of biting
Wild
my tongue.
Wild card. You actually invented Cool Ranch, and I've offended you mortally.
My great-great-great-grandfather.
Cool Ranch of PEI.
I know someone who was in a Doritos commercial.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Care to share?
It wasn't ever aired on television because it was bigger than that. Because it was a Doritos commercial that was made for the Super Bowl.
Oh, I thought you were going to say made for space.
Made for, yeah. Air.
You know, because that's the thing that actually man. Happened.
Yeah, Doritos
they
did an ad campaign where they projected it into, like,
beamed
the
it golden
and no one else saw it but outer space.
Yeah, yeah. Martians.
You know, like, it was one of, I think, a couple of Doritos commercials that people got to vote on as to which one made it to the Super Bowl.
And he didn't make it.
That one didn't make it. They only picked, I think, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
JustChips.com. The podcast is not the website.
We are your hosts and producers,
Sophia,
Zoe,
and we were joined today by Broen
and Jeremy
of Kiwi Junior. This was a Sumo Audio production.
Our audio engineer is Jody
freaking
Tompkins.
Love Jody.
Great job, Jody.
Our theme song is by Fez Gielen.
Listen, rate it, review it, subscribe it.
Please rate it, review it, subscribe it. Pretty please.
Bop it, twist it, pull it.
We never talked.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.